Now, unilateral contract. In certain contracts, one party has to fulfill his obligation, whereas the other party has already performed its obligation. The other is bilateral. Both the parties are yet to complete their obligation. The obligation on the part of both the parties are outstanding at the formation of contract. Okay. Many a times you will get these kind of contracts where you have entered into terms and conditions and you have partly performed, the other side is partly to perform the contract. Now, on the in English law, what is the classification? There is formal contract. Under formal contract, they have contract under seal, contract under record. Contract under seals are contract without consideration, lease of land for period more than 3 years, contract by corporations, contract with British Shipping. Then contracts of records, this is included in the judgments and recognitions. Simple contracts are all other contracts other than the formal contracts. Now let us understand what is a offer. The other word for offer is proposal. Proposal is a promise to do something. It can either be expressed or implied as well. Okay. Now what are the various types? Let us see them. Implied, that is, it is understood it will be done. Express, it is in writing or orally I have spoken of it. It may be termed as specific or general. It can be a positive promise to do something, a negative promise of not to do something. I will not sell that property till the time you pay everything to me. Pay the money. This is not to do something. Then it is definite and standing. It is counter or cross. Let us understand what are the essential of a promise. There should be a legal relationship between them. An announcement of forthcoming auction sale or a casual inquiry is not an offer. Why? Because it does not fulfill the given requirements. Okay, so what are the essentials? There has to be legal relationships. The promise should be expressed or implied. The promise made should be definite or certain. It should not be vague. There has to be a communication to the offeree. You need to communicate. If before it has been communicated, if it has not been communicated, the promise is not a promise. For the offer, there should be assent of the party. The party should expressly or impliedly say, yes, I agree to go ahead and do that. It could be conditional. Provided you go ahead and do this for me, I promise that this is what I will do for you. So there may be conditions attached as well. It should not be a mere statement. Intention should be there to do an act. The intention is very important. And it should be through a printed contract. Now, how and when can it be revoked? Very important. A promise can be invoked by notice saying that, look here, this is something which is not possible now, or this obligation of yours is not fulfilled, hence I am revoking the contract. If the contract is or your obligation is not completed, I revoke my agreement. So lapse of time, non-fulfillment of condition. By 3rd of June, you are supposed to pay me 1 lakh rupee. If by 3rd June, I do not receive the 1 lakh rupee, I can go ahead and revoke my promise to sell my property to you. By death or insanity, by rejection, by failure to accept or subsequent illegality. Subsequent illegality is the same explanation which where we entered into contract, two different countries have entered into a contract, but later war waged against each other and then it became illegal. Or the country says, look here, now you cannot go ahead. Country B is our enemy country. Then the agreements entered becomes void and it becomes a subsequent illegality because the country says, look here, you cannot go ahead and enter into the contract. Now let us understand how the offer is defined under the Act. Indian Contract Act defines contract offer under section 2A. It says, when one person signifies to the other, okay, the signifies, he has to express to the other his willingness to do something or abstain. That is, I will do or I will not do something in order to obtain the assent of that other or such act or abstinence, he is said to make a proposal. Okay, I will repeat. Here the offer is this. I will promise, I will signify to you that I will do something or I will try, I will not do that. So the aspect that is what is the offer or the promise. Okay. Now from this definition we understand that the promise is to be specific, which turns into a promise and it turns in turns into an offer. The other word, the legal word that we usually use is proposal. Proposal, offer, promise. Section 2B defines promise as when a person to whom the proposal is made signifies his assent thereto, the proposal is said to be accepted. A proposal when accepted becomes a promise. So the definition of proposal, I have made a proposal, it is only when it is accepted it becomes promise. It is an assurance that one will or will not undertake to do a particular action or an assignment. Okay. Offer. Now offer is to present for acceptance, refusal, consideration, express readiness or intention. A proposal becomes a promise and then it becomes an offer. It may so happen that sometimes a conditional offer is given. On the condition of this, I am offering you my land. Only if you fulfill this condition, the land will go to you. Only if you marry my daughter, I will give you this land. This is what? A conditional offer. Only if you accept that condition, will that offer become a promise. Now, the person who is making this offer is the offerer, proposer or the promiser. And the person to whom it is made is the promisee or the offeree. And when he accepts this offer, he becomes the acceptor. Now, as discussed under earlier slide, there are various types of offers which we'll discuss in detail. Express and implied. Express is where I am expressly saying. Okay, it's either oral or in writing. There is an implied offer. I am implying that I am offering it to you. It will not be in form of words or in writing. Then there is specific or a general. It can be to a specific person or to a general group. I will give my property to the person who marries my daughter. So it becomes a offer to the general public. So those who agree to marry my daughter, I will give. Only one person who can marry. Or to a specific person, I go to that boy, particular boy, and I will say, look here, you marry my daughter, I will give you this property to you. It's specific. It can be positive or negative. Positive is where you will do something. Negative is where I promise that I will not do something. Okay, it's abstaining yourself. Then there is definite and standing, counter and cross. Okay, counter and cross is where I give in a offer, you give me a counter offer to that. Express offer. When an offer is communicated by words, spoken or written, it could be, it is termed as express offer. Okay, it could be communicated in any way. I can directly communicate to you. I can communicate it through advertisements. I can communicate it through a messenger. Implied is the opposite of express. It is where like for example, I am a lawyer. I have opened an office. You come to me and come ask for advice. It is implied that I will charge you and you have to pay me for that advice. So this is an implied offer. Okay. Specific offer. It is specifically made to someone. Specific to individuals. General offers. It is to the public at large. Positive offer, as I said, it is to do something. I will do something positive. Negative offer, again, I will not do this. For example, if you do not pay me in a particular date, I will file a suit. It is negative if you are not doing anything. Positive is, if you pay this, I will give you my land. Negative offer. Within 15 days, if you do not pay, 15% interest charge will be applicable. Okay. Then definite offer. Definite offer is if a quotation or a tender is submitted for goods or services in specified quantity. This tender is definite. It's defined. Okay. That is what is definite offer. A standing offer is which requires, when the concern requires a large quantity, okay, and over a period of time. That is definite, a standing offer. Large quantity over a definite period and price. Cross offer is when two parties make identical offer to each other in ignorance of others' offer. For example, I am a pen seller and I say that I will sell you the pen for 200 rupees per dozen. I have already sent my offer and he, the other side, also sends me an offer saying that I want to buy pen from you, a dozen pen, if you sell it for 150. So even he has offered me, even I have offered him. So they become cross offer. Okay, now when these two letters cross impose and neither of them know about this particular offer. Counter offer is when I reject the earlier offer and I give you a counter, a different offer. Oh, you are giving me this, I give you this offer, you do this. So it becomes a counter offer. Now what all are not offers? There are various kind. Like for example, bidding. Okay, a casual inquiry. Bidding is not an offer. It is invitation to offer, auction. It is mere intention. Okay, a mere statement of intention. For example, auction, that I will be auctioning a property. Just because everyone is coming will not be so that everyone gets the property. The one who bids the highest, and if that is accepted to me in my expectation, then yes, I will accept that. But otherwise, it is not an offer. An invitation to offer, window display. I want to see this. Oh, just because you came to see the display does not mean that you will buy it or I will buy it. Okay. A communication of information. I am sending a book catalog to you. Look here, sir, these are my charges. That would not mean that I have compulsorily to go ahead. These are merely informing that these are what are the charges. A prospectus to invite, your prospectus where you go ahead and raise your investments. They are not offers. And then advertisements of tenders. Now what are the essential ingredients of offers? Every aspect is very important in this. Please remember, if anything is missing, then it will not be a valid offer. Capable of creating legal relationship. The offer that I am giving to you should create a legal relationship, because there is a legal obligation which has to arise out of it to make it a contract. This offer may be expressed or implied. It should be definite and not vague, that there should be a clarity. The offer should be communicated to offeree. I have written a letter of offer, a letter of intention, LOI, and I keep it in my desk. Later sometime that letter is opened, it doesn't mean that I have offered. Okay, there should be express communication of that offer to the offeree. Offer must be made in the view of acceptance or assent. The object should be that I should receive yes. Okay. An offer may be positive or negative and it may be conditional as well. An offer should not contain a term of which non-compliance, of which would amount to acceptance. Offer is not a mere statement. I am ready to give this. No, this is not offer. I want to sell this property to you. Are you willing to purchase? This is what is offer. I am ready to sell my property. To whom? For what? So, it should not be merely a statement. There should be an intention to act on it. Again, just merely saying, I want to sell the property. Will you buy? He says, "Are, I was just joking. I don't want to." No, it can't be that way. There has to be an intention to act upon that particular offer that has been given by the promisor. Intention is very, very important. Offer should not be a cross offer, and offer could be through a printed contract as well. Now, how do you go ahead and revoke offer? I have given an offer and later I change my mind. What are the circumstances under which I can go ahead and revoke my offer or withdraw my offer? As spoken earlier, it could be either by communication of notice, it could be by lapse of time. Within 10 days, you have to communicate to me whether you accept your offer or not. If in 10 days you do not convey your acceptance, then the offer stands revoked. Revocation by non-fulfillment of conditions, where there are conditional offers. You have to be aged 18 years to accept my offers. If you are not 18 years old, there is non-fulfillment of condition and the offer can be revoked. Death. I am an artist. I gave offer to you that in exchange of this money, I will paint your portrait. But I expired. I passed away. Then that gets revoked. You can't enforce it on someone else. Revocation by rejection. Revocation by failure to accept in the mode prescribed. Very important. I am giving you a mode of acceptance. If you do not give me in that particular mode, then it is expired. And subsequent illegality. Now, what is acceptance? We have understood what is offer. I go ahead, express my intention to sell something. This is my offer to you. How would I understand what is acceptance? Something similar. It can be implied, it can be expressed, etc., etc. So what is acceptance? What are the essentials of the acceptance and how this acceptance can be revoked? Acceptance is assent, it's an approval, or it's accepting the proposal. Yes, I am ready to do it, or okay, I will not do it, etc. What are the essentials? Your acceptance should be unconditional. You can't say, oh, I am ready to accept it only if you do it. Then it becomes a counter offer. Then it is not an acceptance. Your acceptance has to be unconditional and absolute. It can be expressed or implied. Acceptance has to be communicated. Even in the implied way, it has to be communicated. It should be made in reasonable time. I want to sell my property to you. Are you ready to buy? You give me say that yes, I am ready to buy after 1 year. This is not a reasonable time. Okay. So it has to be within a reasonable time. It should be in the prescribed manner. If my offer says that convey to me in writing whether you accept the offer or not, there is a manner. And what is the manner? That you give me that offer acceptance in writing. Then in writing, you will go ahead and convey your acceptance of the offer by the offerer. Okay. Then the acceptance should be by the offeree. You should be aware of the proposal by the offerer. It should not be just blind. Oh, Madam Vijaya has given this offer. Okay. If just she is giving, I will accept. No, you should be aware of what the offer is all about. It should be before the lapse of time. See, there is difference between the reasonable time and lapse of time. If in my offer, I have blanketly just said that I want to sell my property. I am not specifying a time here. So, your acceptance should be within reasonable time. 1 day, 2 day, maybe 15 days. Can't be after a year. But if I have said that I want to offer this to you, I want to sell my property to you, within 15 days convey to me whether you accept it or not. When such times are specified, then before the lapse of this time, you are supposed to, before this time goes, you have to go ahead and say that yes. Within 15 days, you have to say yes, I accept your offer. Okay? And please remember, silence is not acceptance. Okay? Silence is different than implied. There might be a question. Oh, this is implied. I have gone ahead and done it. But my action should show, even in implied, where there are implied acceptance, my action shows that I have accepted it. Whereas silence does not convey anything. Okay, silence is silence. Your acceptance should be clear, even when implied. And how do we revoke acceptance? Is given under section 5 of the Act. It can be failure to accept within reasonable time, within the given time. It could be due to death or insanity. No reasonable time and manner. If the offer is given in a fashion that it's the time frame given is not reasonable, or the offer is not reasonable. I want to sell my Samsung Galaxy. I have used it for 2 years and I want to sell it for 25,000. That was not even the purchase price. How can you sell it? So it's not a reasonable offer. So I can revoke my, later I come to know, so I can revoke it. By rejection and by supervening impossibility. Later on, circumstances so arises that performance of the contract is not possible. So that is what is supervening impossibility. Now please understand that the offer and acceptance go hand in hand. Okay, there has to be a promise, there has to be an acceptance of promise which creates a legal obligation, and that is when the contract is formed. When I am accepting something, or even when I am offering something, it implies the willingness of the parties to act, whether he is a receiving party or the party who is giving it. Acceptance, again, it implies the willingness of the receiving party to whom the offer is made. When a person to whom the proposal is made signifies his assent, it is an acceptance of the proposal. Okay, an accepted proposal is called a promise or an agreement. And the moment it is also creating a legal obligation, it becomes a contract. Okay, now acceptance is the manifestation by the offeree of his assent to the term. For example, A offers to sell his vehicle for rupees 5 lakh and B accepts it. So this is acceptance. The moment B starts negotiating, then it is not an acceptance. Later B, A, like for example, let me give this example of car itself. I have offered to sell my vehicle to you for 5 lakh rupee, and you say, oh look here, you 5 lakh is a little more, can you give it to me for 3 lakh? I said, no, 3 lakh is just not possible. And then I give it to someone else who agreed to give me 5 lakh. You cannot go ahead and sue because you did not accept it. Okay, you tried to bargain. You did not convey to me that, okay, theek hai, chalo, 5 lakh to 5 lakh, I am ready to buy it. You stopped at the negotiation stage. So I was, in the reasonable time, I went ahead and sold it to someone who was ready and willing to buy it on my terms. Okay? So your acceptance has to be clear. Now, as we have earlier discussed this, now what are the valid acceptance? What is the essential of a valid acceptance? Acceptance, as I have said, it has to be expressly or impliedly accepted. Either my body language, for example, I want to sell my vehicle for 5 lakh rupees. What do you do? You immediately give me a check of 5 lakh rupees. That is implied. I am not saying anything, yes or no, but I am giving you the check which shows that I have accepted the offer. It has to be absolute and unconditional. The moment I start bargaining, unless I say, okay, theek hai, chalo, I agree for 5 lakh, take this 5 lakh rupees. It is valid acceptance. Okay, so it has to be absolute and unconditional. It has to be expressed or implied. Now, unless I am communicated about acceptance, how will I come to know whether you have accepted or not? So, just like offer, even your acceptance has to be communicated to the promisor. The promisee should say, yes, I agree. Impliedly, my check shows that I am ready and willing to go ahead with this and accepting the offer. It goes hand in hand saying that when I'm communicating, there has to be a response to that offer. That is the communication. Acceptance has to be made within the reasonable time. Where the time is mentioned, within that particular time. Where time is not mentioned, in a reasonable time. If the offer prescribes a particular mannerism and mode of acceptance, for example, it says that, look here, the offer says you have to accept it in writing. Then you will accept it in writing only. The acceptance must only be by the offeree. Okay? It should not be by someone else. I have made offer to you. Your wife or husband or spouse has no business in that. It has to be accepted by you. If he is the power of attorney holder, then yes, he can go ahead and give that. Assent. The acceptor must be aware of the proposal at the time of the offer. Acceptance must be made before the offer lapses, or as I said, if a time is given, it should be within that particular time. Acceptance cannot be made through silence. There has to be something which shows that you have accepted the offer. Mental acceptance is no acceptance. Okay? It is ineffectual. It doesn't give rise to any obligation. Acceptance can be made for the renewal or rejected offers if they are still available. Now, the most important consideration. There is an offer, there is an acceptance, but they do not suffice. Okay, there has to be some consideration which moves. For example, I have offered my vehicle to you, in consideration thereto you are paying me my 5 lakh rupee. Okay, you are paying me 5 lakh rupee. So that 5 lakh rupee is the consideration. And what is the object? My car. So what is a consideration? Consideration is something in return or price of a promise. No consideration, no contract. So a consideration is an act or abstinence done by the promise or other person, in which can be executed or which has already been executed or is in an executory form. Now, what are the essential parts of a consideration? The consideration should move. It should move from one to the other. It may be by the promisee or by someone else. For example, let us assume you have made the promise to sell the vehicle to me and I have promised to pay. It may so happen that I will request someone else, like maybe my husband or my father or my sister, to pay you for the time being. It can go, the consideration can pass from other person, but it has to be on the behest of the offeree. Then it should be adequate, it should be real and not illusory. The consideration which passes should be lawful. It should not be illegal consideration. Okay? And it should be an act or abstinence or promise. I promise to pay you if you give this to me. Now, what are exceptions for? Natural love and affection. Compensation for services tendered. Time barred debt. Gift. Agencies. These are exception. Gift is an agreement, but there is no consideration that passes. I am gifting it to you. I am giving it out of love and affection. There is no consideration that is passing. So these are exception. Now let us understand what is a consideration. A consideration is the most essential part or element of a contract. merely because there is an offer and there is an acceptance of that offer does not mean that the contract has formed. A consideration has to pass. In turn of that promise fulfilled, I have to pay something. That makes the basic, the most essential foundation of the contract. Now, the Contract Act enforces only those promises in which consideration passes. If no considerations are passing, then it can't be. The exception being the gift deed, etc., etc. An agreement made without consideration is a nude contract and hence it's void. Okay, but there are exceptions. Please remember, something which passes on from love, affection, gift, or for example, you are paying me gratuity. It's because of my services given to you after a particular period of time. So these are exceptions to the consideration. Now, what is consideration? When one party promises to do something, it must get something in exchange. This something in return is what is consideration. And an agreement will be enforceable by law only if a lawful consideration passes from one party to the other. Now, this consideration is not necessary that, you know, it should be in cash. It can also be in kind. What are the essential requirements of a consideration? The most important part is that it must move at the desire of the promisor. My desire, I promise to give you my vehicle in return of 5 lakh rupees. Okay, so that 5 lakh rupee is my desire, I must get, and that is what is the consideration. It may move from the promisee or any other person. It should be on behalf of the promisee. It may be past. Maybe in past you have, it may past, present or future. How past? In past you have given me in by way of loan or whatever, X amount of money. I am not able to repay, I give you my property. A consideration is already done. Present I am giving you now, or future. After 3 months, once the housing loan is completed, you are giving it to me. So it is in future, but consideration has to pass within that time frame. It need not be adequate to the promise. It must be real and not illusory. This consideration must be lawful. It can't be an illegal consideration. For example, I am giving you the property. I am giving you my phone. In turn, you give me opium. It's not lawful consideration. It's illegal. It's banned product. So it can't form part of a lawful consideration. It must be something which the promisor is not already bound to do. It is discharging a pre-existing obligation. And it must be an act, abstinence or promise. Okay. Now, let us analyze one by one each and every element of a consideration. It must move at the desire of the promisee. A saves B good from fire without being asked to do. A cannot demand anything. Okay, it has to be at the desire. Only if I have asked you to do. Otherwise, you can't demand. Consideration can be past, present or future. As I have said, in past I have done something and in return you are giving me something. The consideration has passed in the gone in the past, done already. Present, I give you 5 lakh check and you give me your vehicle. Or future, agreement for sale. Some amount is still pending to be paid. Once the housing loan is cleared, you will pay me the amount. It is the future consideration.